Good Wednesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from the American Public Transportation Association. We're kicking off this morning with the Playbook Scoop. Senators Ron Johnson and Claire McCaskill, the two top lawmakers in the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, are threatening to subpoena CMS Administrator Seema Verma. The two write that they have asked Verma to testify since April 20th, but she has repeatedly declined to confirm that she will testify. She has also declined to confirm her availability and has offered a subordinate at CMS to testify. That's not going to be enough for senators who want to hear from the Senate confirmed official. Interesting split screen going on this week. Speaker Paul Ryan has arranged a Thursday evening briefing with FBI Director Christopher Wray, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, and Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats. The topic, election security. But at the same time, Eric Geller reports that the White House has eliminated its top cyber advisor post in an effort to streamline authority. New Politico Morning Consult poll finds voters' confidence in Trump is rising when it comes to North Korea. Steve Shepard writes, a combined 50% of voters have either a lot or some confidence in Trump to handle North Korea. That's a slight increase from last month when 47% had some measure of confidence in Trump. Overall, there's been a steady increase in the number of voters who have a lot of confidence in Trump from 24% in March to 28% in April to 31% in the new poll. At the same time, the AP is reporting that North Korea has threatened to cancel talks with the U.S. and South Korea over military exercises with the South. Analysts say it's unlikely North Korea intends to stop all diplomacy, and it's more likely a way to try to gain leverage ahead of the talks. Elena Schneider and Steve Shepard break down Tuesday's primary results for us. Top line, it was a good night for female candidates. In Pennsylvania, the state's all-male congressional delegation is poised to gain several female additions. Jonathan Tamari of the Philadelphia Inquirer writes that Democrats got the candidates they wanted, and Republicans doubled down on their Trumpian candidates. In Idaho, Congressman Raul Labrador failed in his bid to gain the Republican gubernatorial nomination. Labrador is the fourth House Republican this year to lose when seeking higher office. Tensions continue to rise in Israel. The Washington Post is reporting that Israel and the U.S. have been criticized for Palestinian deaths in Gaza. The Palestinian death toll has risen to at least 60, while the United Nations put the overall tally in the past 6 weeks at 112. Just wondering, the White House said that the opening of the embassy in Jerusalem will be accompanied by a real effort to notch a peace agreement in the Middle East. Might it be time for the Secretary of State, not the President's son-in-law, to get involved? Darren Samuelson is reporting that Rudy Giuliani plans to pressure Bob Mueller at the probe's one-year mark. The White House thinks the probe has gone on for too long. Here's a roundup of other headlines we're tracking today. The Post is reporting that the Trump administration is preparing to put immigrant children on military bases. Former Congressman Blake Farenthold told ABC he won't be repaying that $84,000 sexual harassment settlement. No surprise there. And a Novartis lawyer is leaving the company after the payments made to Michael Cohen, according to the Wall Street Journal. Josh Gerstein is reporting that Paul Manafort had another legal setback. A judge ruled that Bob Mueller looking into his work on behalf of Ukraine is within his authority. The New York Times is reporting that the Justice Department and FBI are investigating Cambridge Analytica. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Wednesday. The president will meet and hold a working lunch with the Uzbeki president. In the afternoon, Trump will participate in a photo op with the White House News Photographers Association and host a California Sanctuary State Roundtable. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
Public transportation moves our whole economy forward. Every dollar we invest generates $4 in returns. So the money Congress has already budgeted will have a lasting positive impact. But it's just a start. To restore and modernize our public transit's aging infrastructure, we need to address the $90 billion backlog of projects. Congress, let's build on the investments in the 2019 budget. Stronger public transit makes a stronger America. Paid for by the American Public Transportation Association.